Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy, from California. This state, the country's most populous and the world's fifth largest economy, is now rolling back efforts to reopen its economy amid a surge in new coronavirus cases.
We are now requiring all counties to close their indoor activity.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom. His order is wide-ranging.
Restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters.
Add to those places of worship, bars, gyms, and beauty salons. Giuseppe Franco, who owns a salon in Beverly Hills, is less than thrilled.
So now you're going to have unhappy employees, unhappy clients, unhappy world.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, has gotten on Donald Trump's nerves as the doctor strays further from the president's optimism amid the public health crisis.
We haven't even begun to see the end of it yet.
The White House put out a list of Fauci statements it says are wrong, but journals who cover the president say most of those are out of context or outdated.
Dr. Fauci's a nice man, but he's made a lot of mistakes.
Top West Wing advisors have taken to calling Fauci Dr. Gloom and Doom. Trump is retweeting the medical advice of a long-standing supporter best known as a game show host.
And now, here's your host, Chuck Woolery.
That's me. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wheel of Fortune.
Chuck Woolery is praising the president while slamming both Dr. Fauci and the government's Centers for Disease Control. As Woolery sees it, everyone is lying. Except, that is, for Donald Trump. Also this morning, the executions of condemned federal prisoners here had been on hold for 17 years, but that changed today at a federal prison in Indiana. One-time white supremacist Daniel Lewis, convicted in 1999 of killing a family of three, was put to death by lethal injection. Journalist Heather Good was a witness.
Up until his very last breath, Daniel Lewis Lee maintained his innocence. He said, "You're killing an innocent man."
Mills and Basil, appeals had continued up until last night when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 against further delays.